我们一起来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 3.
第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。二节。
Verse 2.
仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。三节。
Verse 3.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。在这里希伯来书的作者谈到忍耐。
The author of Hebrews talks about perseverance.
因为他之前他举了很多信心的见证人。
And prior to this passage, he gave us many witnesses of faith.
他们都是因信而得着神对他们的应许。
They all of them received the promise of God because of faith.
也因信而忍耐等候神要给他们的应许。
By faith they persevered and waited for God's promise.
在这里希伯来书的作者也谈到耶稣基督。
Here the author of Hebrews also talked about Jesus.
他是我们耐心忍耐最大的一个榜样。
He is the greatest example of perseverance.
要我们来效法耶稣基督的忍耐。
He wants us to imitate the perseverance of Christ.
免得让我们在等候，在等候这个神所要给我们因信而要给的奖赏过程当中，我们疲惫灰心。
Otherwise, we might become weary and lose our heart while we are waiting for the promise that Lord Jesus has given us.
忍耐不但是圣灵的果子。
Perseverance is not only a fruit of the Spirit.
是基督徒成熟的记号。
It's also a sign of a Christian's maturity.
忍耐也是我们基督徒得救的因由啊。
Perseverance is also a reason that we can have salvation.
对各种不如意的遭遇的忍耐的这个力量与我们灵命坚强的程度，很多时候是一个正比的。
The perseverance that we have in our hardship and difficulties will become a source of strength for us to go on.
凡是想要侍奉神的人，
anyone who desires to serve God,
也必须要学习忍耐的功课，
has to learn perseverance.
我们要面对的是各种不同背景的弟兄姐妹。
What we need to face are brothers and sisters from diverse backgrounds.
各种不同个性的同龄。
We have to face members with different personalities.
他们都是我们在主耶稣里头彼此互相造就的对象。
All of them are people that can help and edify us.
因为神叫万事互相效力。
Because God calls all things to work together.
也包含你，包含我在里头。
For the good of those who love Him, including you and me.
所以在互相万事互相效力的过程当中，我们就必须互相的忍耐。
While everything is working together, we need to persevere.
但是我们要怎么样才能做得到？
But how can we go about doing so?
耶稣基督，他是我们最好忍耐的榜样。
Lord Jesus is the best example of perseverance.
所以我们来效法他。
Therefore, we should imitate him.
来看看他对他的门徒对他精心走挑选的门徒的忍耐。
Let's see the perseverance that he has shown to his disciples whom he had chosen.
我们将举三个门徒来做代表。
We will choose three disciples as the examples.
卖主的犹大。
First is Judas, who sold Jesus.
不认主的彼得。
Peter, who denied Jesus.
还有多疑的多马。
And Thomas, who doubted him.
首先我们来看这个犹大。
First, let's look at Judas.
主耶稣对他的忍耐。
Look at the perseverance that Lord Jesus has shown him.
在约翰福音的六章六十四节，主耶稣在挑选门徒十二个使徒里头 哦，犹大他是不信的。
In John chapter 6, verse 64, while Jesus was selecting his disciples, Judah was one of the unbelievers.
哦，甚至耶稣说他是魔鬼。
Lord Jesus even said that he is devil.
哦，既然是这样啊，为什么耶稣仍然允许犹大在十二个使徒行列里头？
If that was so, why did Jesus allow Judas to become one of the 12 apostles?
按照神的圣洁跟公义。
According to God's holiness and righteousness.
哦，他无法忍受这个人的罪恶。
We know that he cannot stand man's sins.
但是主耶稣为的是要给犹大有更多的机会可以悔改。
But Lord Jesus, in order to give more opportunities for Judas to repent.
哦，所以耶稣拣选他，并且一再的宽容他。
Lord Jesus chose him and persevered with him.
让他名列在十二个使徒当中。
Allowed him to become one of the 12 apostles.
掌管十二个使徒他们的财政。
And to be in charge of the money.
哦，耶稣啊，把这个钱袋啊交给犹大保管。
Lord Jesus gave the money back to Judas for him to take care of.
哦，但是啊，犹大他硬心到底啊。
However, Judas, his stubborn heart refused to repent.
哦，一再的拒绝耶稣对他的宽容。
He continued to reject Lord Jesus' perseverance and love toward him.
哦，那也证明他的灭亡啊，是无法退伪的。
This also proved that he has he is destined to perish.
哦，既然犹大他要卖主。
Since Judas was to betray Jesus,
那他跟门徒一起祷告。
When he was praying with the disciples,
哦，一起工作。
Working with them,
哦，岂不是都是装模作样吗？
Wasn't he just pretending?
岂不是都是假冒为善吗？
Wasn't he being a hypocrite?
所以当我们详细读这个四福音书的时候，
So when we read the four gospels carefully,
我们会知道耶稣生平最憎恶的就是假冒为善的人。
We know that what Lord Jesus hates the most is those who are hypocrites.
哦，他对假冒伪善的那个法利赛人的责备啊，也是最严厉的。
His rebukes for the hypocrites, the Pharisees, were the sharpest.
哦，但是犹大他藏匿在十二使徒当中。
However, Judas he hid himself among the 12 apostles.
除了耶稣知道之外
，Besides Lord Jesus who knew him，
哦，其他的十一个使徒没有任何人发现。
For he who he was, none of the apostles really knew who he was.
哦，可见呢，犹大的伪装有多成功啊。
So we can see how successful Judas was in hiding himself.
哦，比如说在约翰福音的十二章。
For example, in John chapter 12.
哦，第三节到第六节那里。
Verse 3-6.
哦，那边谈到说玛利亚哦要用香膏来膏主。
Talks about Mary who was to anoint Lord Jesus with perfume.
哦，当场啊，这个犹大就批评他了。
Judas he rebuked her.
说这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子来周济穷人呢
？And said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people?
哦，他的这个批评啊，哦，立刻也得到其他门徒的响应跟支援了。
Other disciples agree with his criticism.
哦，所以大家同声的在谴责这个爱主的玛利亚。
Everyone raised their voices and criticized Mary.
哦，为什么要这么浪费呢
？Why are you being so wasteful？
哦，所以犹大，哦啊，他的这个哦，他啊，他这个责备哦玛利亚，批评玛利亚，哦，得到当时所有的哦这个使徒们的支持啊。
All the disciples and apostles agree with Judas' criticism toward Mary.
哦，犹大真的是这个顾念穷人吗
？Was Judas really caring about poor people?
哦，因为顾念穷人而误判了玛利亚的行为。
Was he? Did he criticize Mary because he truly cared about these poor people?
其实啊，他所顾念的是那三十两银子吧。
But actually, what he cared about the most is the 300 denarii.
在他的心里啊，是这么想的啊，要是这个给我，不知道有多好。
In his heart, he was probably thinking, it would be so good if I can have this 300 denarii.
后来他也是用这个价钱呢，把耶稣给出卖了。
And later he betrayed Lord Jesus for 300 denarii.
哦，所以我们想想看，正当这个犹大哦，仿佛哦这个义正言辞的责备爱主的玛利亚的时候。
So let's think about this. While Judas was criticizing Mary,
哦，其他的门徒跟着附和，是因为不知道这个犹大心里头所图谋的是什么。
Other disciples agreed with him because they didn't know what was in Judas' heart.
但是主耶稣知道啊。
But Lord Jesus knew.
哦，他完全明白犹大这种可恶的伪善。
He understood Judas' hypocrisy.
哦。用一些非常光冕堂皇漂亮的借口来攻击一个真心爱主的姐妹。
He used a seemingly righteous criticism to attack a sister who truly loved Christ.
哦，但是主耶稣却没有当场拆穿犹大的假面具啊。
However, Lord Jesus did not reveal Judas' mask.
哦，却忍受了犹大哦他这种假冒。
He persevered with the hypocrisy of Judas.
哦，为什么？
Why?
哦，因为他期待犹大能够醒悟啊。
Because he wants Judas to turn back.
哦，再来，马太26章那里记载，在逾越节的筵席上。
Next, in Matthew chapter 26 records what happened in the Passover dinner.
哦，主耶稣对十二个门徒说啊。
Lord Jesus said to the 12 disciples,
你们当中有一个人要卖我。
One of you will betray me.
于是大家哦就忧愁起来了。
So everyone became grieved.
哦，一个一个的问耶稣说啊，是我吗？
Each one began to ask him, is it my I?
哦，就大家都想说，会不会啊，是我在哦不小心、不经意的情况之下，把我所敬爱的主给出卖了。
Everyone was thinking to himself, did I betray Lord Jesus while I was not careful?
哦，没想到这个卖主的犹大，哎呀，寡廉鲜耻的哦，跟着其他的使徒问同样的问题。
Judas, who was to betray Lord Jesus, also asked, surely it's not I.
其他的门徒之所以问耶稣，
Other disciples asked Lord Jesus a question.
是因为他们真的不知道。
Because they truly did not know.
哦，怎么会有人哦要出卖自己所敬爱的主啊？
How can anyone betray the Lord whom they love?
这样的人还是人吗？
Can you call this person human?
哦，所以他们才会问耶稣说：“主啊，是我吗？”
That's why they asked Lord Jesus, "Surely it's not I."
怎么可能呢？
How is this possible?
哦，主已经知道啊，这个犹大要出卖他。
Lord Jesus already knew that Judas will betray him.
哦，所以主耶稣讲的这个话是要提醒犹大。
So Lord Jesus spoke these words to remind him.
哦，你要出卖我的事情啊，我早已知道了。
That I already knew what you have planned in your hearts.
哦，所以希望犹大能够闲来乐嘛。
He wished Judas can turn back on time.
哦，能够啊及时的醒悟啊。
And return to him.
哦，但是啊。犹大还跟着大家来问耶稣说：“主啊，是我吗？”
But Judas he also asked the same question as other disciples.
哦，主耶稣甚至明讲说：“是你说的是。”
Lord Jesus even told them that yes, you are the one who will betray me.
所以，当我们看到这一段记载的时候
，So when we're reading this passage,
我们会觉得犹大真的虚伪啊。
We might think that Judas is very It's a very hypocrite person.
哦，甚至啊，连那一些假冒为善的法利赛人都比不上犹大。
Not even the Pharisees can compare to him.
哦，如此虚伪啊，假冒可恶的行为。
Such a hypocritical and false behavior.
这也是我们主耶稣要忍耐的。
It's something that Lord Jesus needs to persevere.
哦，第三呢、啊、
？Third.
马太福音26章啊、记载在客西马尼园里头。
Matthew chapter 26 records what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane.
犹大带了一班的兵丁要来抓耶稣。
Judas led a group of soldiers to arrest Jesus.
哦，并且约好了用亲嘴做暗号。
And he had decided to use a kiss as a sign.
哦，亲嘴问安哦，这个是当时这个一种哦亲爱。的一个表现
To greet one another with a kiss is a sign of love.
但是却被犹太拿来做卖主的记号。
But Judas used this sign, kiss as a sign of betrayal.
哦，这也是啊，哦，是小人的行径。
And this is an action of a wicked man.
哦，但主耶稣仍然啊，心平气和的啊，来忍受犹大所加给他的顶撞。
However, Lord Jesus kept his peace and endured his hostility.
很多时候我们也会像犹大一样。
Many times we're just like Judas.
我们虚伪故意的用漂亮的借口来攻击比我们更爱主的人。
We acted in hypocrisy and we used what is seemingly right reasons to attack those who love God.
哦，目的啊，就是借此哦来掩饰我们心中的愧疚感。
We want to use these behaviors to hide the inadequacy that we feel in our hearts.
哦，但是在暗地里头啊，哦，却是出卖了主的荣耀。
But unknowingly, we are actually betraying God's glory.
哦，就好像这个犹大一样。
Just like Judas.
哦，和其他的使徒，哎，一样的热心，一样的爱主。
He too, like other disciples, loved our Lord Jesus and served him.
哦，但是暗中啊，却是在卖主。
But in secret, he was actually betraying him.
哦，主耶稣给犹大机会。
Lord Jesus gave Judas opportunities.
啊，如同啊，现在给我们一样。
Just like the opportunities he's giving us now.
哦，并没有立刻的刑罚我们。
He didn't punish us immediately.
哦，如同主耶稣没有立刻的刑罚犹大。
Just like he didn't punish Judas immediately.
而是一次的一次又忍受他加诸于耶稣身上的哦这个顶撞跟伤害。
Rather, again and again, he endured the hostility that we have made against him.
同样，今天主耶稣忍耐我们。
Today, likewise, Jesus showed endurance toward us.
并不是姑息我们。
He is not condoning our actions.
而是给我们有回头的机会。
Rather, he's giving us opportunity to return to him.
哦，所以我们要以犹大他的下场哦来作为我们的见解。
That's why we have to take what happened to Judas ultimately as a warning.
哦，切莫错过了神给我们的机会。
Let's not miss the opportunities that God has given us.
哦，届时啊，哦，只有永远的悔恨而已啊。
And if we do, we will only suffer eternal regrets.
哦，这是耶稣对于卖主犹大的忍耐。
This was the perseverance our Lord Jesus has shown towards Judas, who later betrayed him.
好，我们再来看看耶稣对这个不认他的彼得的忍耐。
Let's now take a look at the perseverance our Lord Jesus has shown to Peter, who denied him.
哦，在这个十二个使徒里头
，Among the 12 apostles.
哦，彼得啊，好像是这个带头的班长一样。
Peter was like their leaders.
哦，甚至可以说彼得在这个十二个使徒里头啊，是最能干、最勇敢的一位。
And you can even say that he's the most capable and most courageous one of them all.
哦，这样优秀能干的彼得，也同样啊，带给主不少的伤心难过。
Such an excellent, courageous Peter also brought Lord Jesus many griefs.
主耶稣对彼得同样要费心、耐心的教导他。
Lord Jesus also have to show great endurance toward Peter.
哦，马太二十六章。
In Matthew chapter 26.
在这个客西马尼园里头。
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
哦，主耶稣带着最亲近的三个门徒，彼得写其中一位。
Lord Jesus brought with him three of his closest disciples. Peter was one of them.
哦，主耶稣叫他们在那里等候。
Lord Jesus asked them to wait there for him.
主耶稣希望他们能够与他一起警醒的祷告。
Lord Jesus wanted them to be alert and pray with him.
哦，这个是这个时刻啊，是主耶稣在将要哦要尝这个十字架苦悲之前，肉体软弱挣扎的时候。
This was the moment before Lord Jesus was to partake the bitter cup. It's his weakest moment, both physically and spiritually.
哦，主用警醒。迫切的祷告要来胜过。
Lord Jesus planned to overcome these challenges by being watchful and praying hard.
所以主耶稣带着这三个最亲近的门徒。
That's why he brought with him three of his dearest disciples.
但是他们的表现呢，却让主耶稣很失望。
However, their behaviors cause Jesus' disappointment.
他们一而再再而三的不能够跟耶稣同样的警醒。
Again and again, they failed to be watchful with Jesus.
哦，肉体的疲惫跟困倦让他们睡着了。
Their physical fatigue caused them to fall asleep.
在这场属灵的关键时刻，属灵征战的关键时刻，让主耶稣孤单了。
In this critical moment of spiritual warfare, they let Jesus fall alone.
主最亲密的战友彼得啊。
Lord Jesus' closest ally, Peter.
哦，那个夸口要跟耶稣一起下监、一起受死的彼得。
The one who boasted to go to prison with him and even to die for him.
连一起警醒都做不到，还要讲其他的吗？
Can't even stay alert with Lord Jesus. What else can he do?
何等让主耶稣失望。
He caused great disappointment to Jesus.
这是主耶稣要对彼得的忍耐。
This was the perseverance our Lord Jesus had to show towards Peter.
哦，今天呢，我们也都曾经立志啊，要热心来服侍神。
Today we've all made determinations to serve God with zeal.
哦，我们也都立志啊，哦，我们要哦来啊，在我们的信仰生活上啊，要过一个荣耀神的生活。
We've all made determination to live a life for the glory of God.
但是我们会不会也像彼得一样？
But do we fall into the same trap as Peter?
连那个最小的事情。
On the tiniest little things.
哦，比如说聚会准时。
For example, be on time for service.
哦，比如说哦，在这个十一的奉献上。
Or on the matter of giving tithes.
哦，比如说在这个祷告跟读经上。
Or reading the Bible and praying.
我们都没有办法，哦，来尽心尽力来，哦，来做侍奉。
We're unable to do them with all our hearts.
哦，我们怎么又有资格，哦，妄想说当逼迫的，当那个末日逼迫的日子来到，危险的日子来到，我们一定会站立得住。
When the persecution comes, when the dangerous time of the end day comes, how can we imagine ourselves to stand firm, persevere?
那不是像彼得夸口说大话吗？
Are we just like Peter who boasted?
路加22章。
In Luke chapter 22.
当主耶稣预先提醒门徒将会因他而跌倒的时候。
When Lord Jesus predicted what will happen to the disciples when he will become arrested.
哦，彼得啊，在这里对主说啊，他永不跌倒。
Peter said to Lord Jesus, I will never fall.
他说出了刚刚我们所说的主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。
He even said to Lord Jesus, Lord, I'm willing to go to prison with you, even die for you.
哦，但只不过是转眼之间呢。
But shortly later.
哦，他就在仆人使女面前三次发誓，甚至咒诅自己不认耶稣。
Before servants and maidservants, he denied Lord Jesus and even swore that he didn't know Lord Jesus.
刚刚才说自己是十二个使徒当中最勇敢的一位。
Just then he said that he was the most courageous one among the 12.
最忠心的一位。
The most faithful one.
永不背叛的那一位。
The one that will never betray him.
啊，现在不但在十二个使徒面前，甚至在大众的眼前呢，三次公然的不认主。
But now he publicly denied Lord Jesus 3 times.
但是我们看到主耶稣并没有责备他。
But we see that Lord Jesus did not rebuke him.
啊，主耶稣并没有责备彼得，你这个懦夫，你忘恩负义，你出卖朋友。
Lord Jesus did not rebuke Peter and said that you coward, you a friend who betrayed me.
哦，主只不过是转身过来，默默的看着彼得。
Lord Jesus merely turned around and looked at Peter in silence.
彼得想起主耶稣说的话。
Then Peter remembered what Lord Jesus had told him.
难过的出去痛哭啊。
He ran out and wept bitterly.
但是为时已晚。
But it was too late.
他已经三次不认主。
He had already denied Lord Jesus 3 times.
今天我们是不是有感受到主耶稣那个忧伤期待的那个眼神望着我们？
Today, do we feel that Lord Jesus is looking at us with grief?
你们在受洗的时候，不是立志要爱我胜过一切吗？
When you were getting baptized, didn't you not make the determination to love me above everything?
你们不是立志要跟随我跟从到底吗？
Didn't you make the determinations to follow me to the end?
现在你在做什么呢？
But now what are you doing?
现在你计划要做什么呢？
What do you plan to do?
你要怎么贯彻你当日对我的应对我的诺言？
How are you going to fulfill the promises that you have made to me?
我用我的性命，我用我的全部把你赎回来。
I have redeemed you with my life, with everything that I have.
如同在婚礼上的承诺跟约定一样。
Just like the promises that the bride and groom made to each other on their wedding day.
我终身爱你，我永远爱你。
That I will love you forever for the rest of my life.
而我们也对主耶稣回以同样的承诺。
We too return the same promise to Jesus.
但是我们现在在做什么？
But what are we doing now?
我们计划的又是什么呢？
What's in our plan?
我们是不是像彼得一样？
Are we like Peter?
我们有没有感觉到耶稣那个忧伤的眼神望着我们？
Do we feel the eyes of Lord Jesus that are looking at us in sorrow and grief?
没有责备只是忧伤。
He's not criticizing or rebuking us. He's only in grief.
因为他希望我们能够像彼得一样，重新的再被建立起来。
Because he wants us to be like Peter to get up and rebuild ourselves.
来贯彻主耶稣当日应许彼得的应许，要得人如鱼啊。
To fulfill the promise that Lord Jesus has once to Peter that he shall be fisher of men.
要把教会建立在耶稣基督的磐石上。
That he will build the church on the rock, which is Lord Jesus.
也要借着彼得这个原本只是一个这个小石头要成为耶稣基督的磐石。
Peter, who was only a small stone, will become the rock on which Lord Jesus will build his church on.
要成为初代教会的柱石。
He will become one of the pillars of the early church.
今天耶稣的期许也在我们身上。
Today, Lord Jesus has expectations for us.
再来，当这个犹大带人来抓拿耶稣。
Next, when Judas brought people to arrest Jesus.
彼得拔出刀来。要保护耶稣。
Peter drew his sword to protect Lord Jesus.
一刀砍掉这个大祭司仆人的耳朵。
He cut off the servant, the ear of the servant of the high priest.
他不知道说这个不顾一切的血气之勇不但无济于事反而增加了耶稣的麻烦跟困扰。
He didn't know his impulsive act would not save Jesus, but will cause Jesus many difficulties.
要不是主及时的治好对方。
If Lord Jesus did not heal the servant,
如果对方真的动起刀枪来，可能不止彼得，连其他的门徒也要受伤。
If the servant and his companion drew out their sword, and not only Lord Jesus would get hurt, other disciples would get hurt as well.
所以彼得的这种莽撞，也是耶稣经常要忍耐的。
So Lord Jesus had to endure with Peter's impulsiveness.
很多时候我们因为爱主。
Many times because we love the Lord.
但是我们也像彼得一样很莽撞。
We are like Peter who acted impulsively.
我们做出了很多让耶稣让我们的主困扰的事情。
We did many things that caused our Lord Jesus many griefs.
让他的名字受到羞辱的事情
，and cause his name to be ashamed。
就如同彼得一样
，just like Peter。
主耶稣，他忍耐我们
，but Lord Jesus still loves us。
他再给我们机会。
He continued to give us another chance。
希望我们能够修正我们自己。
He hopes that we can correct ourselves。
再来是主耶稣被钉死十字架。
When Lord Jesus was crucified,
彼得他带头回去打鱼了。
Peter, he led his followers to return to become a fisherman.
大部分的门徒啊，都跟着他去的。
Most of the disciples follow him.
他们不是已经撇下一切，答应耶稣要跟随他吗？
Did they not forsook everything they owned to follow Lord Jesus?
怎么又走回头路，重操旧业来了？
Why do they return and turn back to their old way of living?
而带头的就是那一位曾经发誓要跟耶稣同死同下监也是甘心的彼得。
The leader of the pack was Peter, who had sworn to follow Lord Jesus to death.
但是当慈爱的主向他们显现的时候，
When the merciful Lord appeared to them,
体恤他们劳累了一整晚一无所得，
He was mindful of their hard labor throughout the night and caught nothing.
不但没有丝毫的责备，反倒问他们说，小子们，你们有没有吃的？
Not only did he not rebuke them, he asked them, do you have anything to eat?
主耶稣在岸上已经为他们备好了早点了。
Where Jesus had already prepared breakfast for them.
有饼有鱼。
There's bread and fish.
等到吃饱之后。
After they ate,
主耶稣才查问彼得的爱心。
Lord Jesus asked Peter about his love.
可见主对彼得的耐心教导啊。虽然这个彼得啊常常不知分寸，成事不足啊，但是耶稣却忍耐他。
Lord Jesus taught Peter patiently, even though Peter oftentimes did not know how to behave himself properly.
所以有意愿跟从主。
Even though he had the will to follow Lord Jesus,
但是缺乏足够的属灵生命。
But he lacked enough spiritual life.
没有办法被主所使用。
He was not fit for Lord Jesus to use.
今天呢，我们也经常像彼得一样。
Many times we're like Peter.
在神的家中，仿佛很热心。
We act as if we're very zealous in the house of God.
喜欢主动发起带头来做一些工作。
We like to take the initiative and lead others to do works.
但有时候啊，也经常搞到不可收拾的局面。
But sometimes we might turn a situation into something bad.
喜欢带人到神的面前。
We like to lead people to God.
但是经常是带偏了。
But often we lead them to the wrong direction.
我们有很高的理想标准。
We have a good ideal.
但是我们有的却是软弱的心智，还有薄弱的毅力。
But we have a weak mind and determination.
标准很高，但达不到。
We have high standard for ourselves, but we are unable to reach it.
在圣工上也是啊，拆毁的多，建立的少。
In terms of holy work, we destroy holy works more than we build them up.
我们是不是也感受到主耶稣在忍耐我们？
Do we feel that Lord Jesus is being patient with us?
盼望我们能够早日的成熟。
Hoping that we can one day become mature.
成为他可以用的器皿。
Become a vessel fit for his use.
所以啊，这个也是耶稣对我们的忍耐。
This is a patience that Lord Jesus has shown us.
如同当日对彼得的忍耐一样。
Just like the patience that he has shown Peter.
最后我们再来谈这个多马。
Lastly, let's talk about Thomas.
从这个约翰福音里头记载的多马生平啊。
From the recording of Thomas in the Gospel of John.
我发现多马是一个生性多疑的人。
We can see that Thomas was a person full of doubts.
对耶稣啊，缺乏信心。
He lacked faith toward Jesus.
甚至存着啊，这个不太尊敬的态度。
He even have an irreverent attitude toward Jesus.
约翰福音的十一章。
In John chapter 11.
记载主耶稣让这个死了四天的拉撒路复活。
Records the incidents where Lord Jesus resurrected Lazarus.
在这里啊。耶稣告诉门徒
Here Lord Jesus told his disciples
说啊，我们的朋友拉撒路他睡了，我们去叫醒他。
Our friend Lazarus is sleeping, let's go wake him up.
门徒听不懂啊。
His disciples didn't know what he was talking about.
所以回答耶稣说啊，他如果能够睡啊，他的病一定能好啊，放心吧。
That's why they said to Jesus, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover.
所以主耶稣就直接告诉他们。
So Lord Jesus told them plainly,
说拉撒路死了。
That Lazarus is dead.
这个时候啊，这个多马就回答了。
At this time, Thomas replied.
多马说啊， 我们啊，也去和他同死吧。
He said, let's also go so that we may die with him.
虽然啊，有些哦，这个解经的人啊，哦，要往这个好的方面来做解释。
And some Bible scholars want to interpret this phrase in a positive way.
哦，让替这个多马来解围了，哦，来缓颊，让他有台阶可以下。
They want to help make Thomas look good.
哦，但是我们从其他的经文，我们知道多马他生性很多疑啊。
But from other passages, we know that Thomas he is a person full of doubts.
哦，所以啊，哦，在这里啊，我们看不出他讲这句话啊，是有信心的。
So from we cannot see his faith here by the way that he speaks.
哦，反倒是啊，讽刺的意味居多。
But what we see is that he's being satirical.
哦，耶稣啊，哦，明明的告诉门徒说拉撒路死了，不是哦，不是他们所了解的睡的。
Lord Jesus told the disciples that Lazarus is dead, not asleep.
哦，所以多马说啊，既然死了，还要去干什么？
So Thomas was saying that if he's dead, then why should we need to go to him?
哦，那之前啊，门徒有告诉耶稣说，哦，近日来哈，哦，这些犹太人呢，啊，哦，他们要拿石头打死我们呢，
啊。Prior to this conversation, disciples had told Lord Jesus that Judas, that the Jews wanted to stone them.
哦，所以耶稣告诉门徒说要去哦，这个。已经死掉的拉撒路那里去的时候
So when Lord Jesus told them that he's about to go to Lazarus who had fallen asleep
哦，多马说出了这样的话
Thomas replied in this way
哦，我们也去和他同死吧
Let's also go so that we may die with him
哦，那这个意思啊，哦，有点类似这样
What he meant was
人都已经死了还去做什么呢
Similar to this If a person is dead What's the point of us going there
哦啊，犹太人又要打死我们。
And Jews wanted to stone us.
难道我们要和哦，那去那边呢？和拉撒路一起死吗
？Do you want to go there and die with Lazarus？
哦，这就是耶稣要忍耐多马他的怀疑。
So Jesus had to endure Thomas' doubts.
哦，再来是约翰福音的十四章那里。
In John chapter 14.
哦，记载着主耶稣对门徒的应许。
Records the promises our Lord Jesus had made to his disciples.
因为主耶稣即将要成就救恩。
Because Lord Jesus was about to fulfill the salvation.
要离开门徒。
He was about to leave his disciples.
所以他告诉门徒说，哦，他先他们而去，是去为预备地方。
That's why he told his disciples that he's going to a place ahead of them so that he can prepare a place for them.
然后再要回来接他们同住。
And in the future, he will come back to receive them to the place that he had prepared.
哦，这个时候多马哦问耶稣了。
At this time, Thomas asked Jesus.
说主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎知道那条路呢
？Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?
他已经跟了耶稣跟了三年半。
He's followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
哦，看了耶稣所行的神迹。
He has seen the miracles and signs that Lord Jesus had performed.
听了耶稣所讲一切的道理。
He had heard the teachings that Jesus has spoke.
哦，但是他的心呢，啊，却完全都没有被，哦，被好像没有被打开一样。
But it seems like his heart was not opened.
哦，根本不知道耶稣在讲什么。
He didn't know what Lord Jesus was talking about.
为什么
How come?
因为存着怀疑不信的恶心。
Because he had doubt in his heart.
所以今天我们对我们所听的道理。
Today, the teachings that we hear.
哦，我们的领受能力到多少，跟我们对耶稣的相信，对圣经神话语的相信有多少，有绝对的关系。
How much we can receive is directly correlated with the faith that we have toward Lord Jesus.
哦，如果我们像多马一样，老是存着怀疑、批判的心在读圣经。
If we're like Thomas, we read the Bible with the doubtful and criticizing hearts.
那你看不见神。
Then we cannot see God.
哦，你看到的只有人，看到的是一本历史，甚至是小说。
We can only see man's actions and also at this book as a historical novel.
如同多马一样。
Just like Thomas.
那条路不知道。
That we cannot find the way.
哦， 耶稣，你是在讲哪一条路啊？
Lord Jesus, which way are you talking about?
是439还是287啊？
Are you talking about 439 or 287?
可见啊，心中啊实在是充满着愚昧哦。
So we see that his heart is full of foolishness.
我们千万不要像多马一样。
Let's not become like Thomas.
再来，在约翰福音的20章那里。
Next in John chapter 20.
主耶稣已经复活。
It records that Lord Jesus is resurrected.
多次来向门徒显现。
He appeared to his disciples many times.
这些人啊，都见过耶稣，也为耶稣死而复活做见证。
These people have seen Lord Jesus and testified of his resurrection.
但是多马却不相信。
But Thomas refused to believe.
多马说我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他肋旁，我总不信。
Thomas said that unless I see him myself and touch the mark of nail on his hand, I will not believe.
说这种话的人啊，并不是那些文士法利赛人。
Pharisees and Sadducees were not the ones who spoke these words.
而是跟耶稣生活三年多的门徒多马。
Rather, it was Thomas who had lived with Lord Jesus for 3.5 years.
是从早到晚听耶稣的教训，看耶稣的神迹的使徒。
He was one of the apostles who had listened to Lord Jesus' teachings every day and had witnessed the miraculous signs that he had performed.
这也是耶稣要忍耐的事情。
So this was another thing that Lord Jesus had to endure.
今天我们有没有像多马一样啊，非得要探入主的肋旁才肯相信的指头。
Today, are we like Thomas? Do we have to put our hand into his side in order to believe him?
那是会让耶稣伤心的指头啊。
And this finger is the one that will cause Jesus many griefs.
所以希望我们不要像多马一样。
So I hope that we are not like Thomas.
不要让耶稣伤心。
Let's not grieve Lord Jesus.
有时候啊，我们也会常常也会像多马哦。
Many times we behave just like Thomas.
对于神没有信心。
We don't have faith toward God.
因为遇到了困难挫折。
Because of the difficult environment that we're living in.
就大大的毁谤神，毁谤神的教会。
We blaspheme against God and also His church.
没有用啦。
That it's impossible.
去教会没有用啦。
It's useless.
非得要好像要把神的家拆毁才能够泄他的恨。
As if we have to tear down the house of God in order to let out the hatred that we have in our hearts.
有时候弟兄姐妹之间有些误解。
Sometimes among brothers and sisters, there might be misunderstandings.
我们有时候也会像多马一样。
Sometimes we might be like Thomas.
不相信这个神会教导我们。
We refuse to believe that God will teach us himself.
有神的计划，有神的安排在里头，只是我们目前没有看到，不晓得。
But God's plan and his works are evident, it's just that we do not see them now.
但我们往往却是奋力的反击啊，非置对方于死地不可一样。
Usually we try our best to attack the other party and even try to put them to death.
仿佛是不共戴天之仇啊。
As if you have to take revenge for the sake of for heaven.
其实我们日常生活中，我们从我们的顶头上司，从政府，从没有信主的这些邻居亲戚啊，我们也都会受到委屈跟受气。
And many times we will become angry or face wrongful acts that's done against us by the government or our neighbors.
但是我们都能逆来顺受啊，忍气吞声啊。
But usually we can take them and hold our peace.
但很奇怪的啊，对于神家的事情，对教会的事情啊，稍微觉得不愉快，就赶紧抓住机会严厉的来责备。
But it's strange that when it comes to the things regarding the house of God, we usually cannot hold our peace. We have to rebuke the other person and try to take our own revenge.
却不相信 神有神他的计划跟作为在里头。
We refuse to believe that God has a plan and He's working.
哦，这也是如同多马一样，主耶稣忍受的。
Our behavior is just like that of Thomas, which Lord Jesus had to endure.
哦，或许啊，我们在座的弟兄姐妹心里会想。
Perhaps some of us here might think.
哦，我不可能像犹大卖主。
It's impossible for me to be like Judas who betrayed Lord Jesus.
我也不会像彼得不认主。
I will not deny Lord Jesus like Peter.
哦，我也不会像多马怀疑主。
I will not doubt Lord Jesus just like Thomas.
哦，哎，很多时候我们都一样哦，都会觉得那不可能是我。
Many times we believe that we can never be like them.
但很多时候我们却像这些使徒一样。
But many times we behave just like these apostles.
怀疑主。
We doubted Lord Jesus.
不认主。
We denied Jesus.
甚至出卖主。
We even betrayed Jesus.
哦，在我们的日常生活上。
In our daily lives.
哦，经常上，不断的上演这几幕啊。
We continue to replay these scenes over and over again.
所以让我们记着耶稣基督的忍耐。
So let's remember the endurance of Lord Jesus.
哦，也能够效法他的忍耐。
Let's imitate his perseverance.
哦，在我们遇到不愉快的事情。
When unfortunate events happen to us.
哦，彼此互相误解的时候。
When there are misunderstandings among us.
效法耶稣的忍耐。
Let's imitate Lord Jesus' perseverance.
哦，彼此互相的忍耐。
Endure with one another.
哦，因为这是成熟基督徒的记号。
Because this is a sign of a mature Christian.
这也是圣灵的果子。
This is also a fruit of the Spirit.
我们这一节就跟大家一起分享到这里。
I will conclude my sharing here.
我们同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。